Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Fear is a weapon of personal destruction. It has the ability to make people feel even sicker than they are, wreck marriages, destroy careers, derail our journey to success, while traumatizing family members and divide even the closest of friends. It is seven fears that will freeze your success. Number one, fear of failure. Joshua 8:1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee. Arise, go up. Here are seven keys to overcoming failure. First, accept your mistakes. Second, stop trying too hard. Third, ask God to help you in overcoming your fear of failure. Fourth, ask them for help in overcoming your fear of failure, the people that you associate. Fifth, learn to say no. You don't have to accept every assignment. Use wisdom. Sixth, say yes, even when you feel afraid. Seventh, remember, fear is the devil's anointing.
Honey, I'd like to throw something in there when you talked about trying too hard. You know, there's a very simple rule of thumb on that. When we're trying too hard, it's us trying to do it ourselves.
That's good.
Instead of relying on the Lord.
That's good. The only thing you have to change your mind about failure and overcoming is to simply change your mind. Just to change it. Ephesians 3:12, classic Amplified Bible. In whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness,
hallelujah,
courage, and confidence of free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. When our confidence is born in faith, he gives us boldness in knowing we can achieve anything regardless of the obstacles. Remember this, fear flees when confidence and God's word shows up.
Hallelujah. Number two, fear of the unknown. Always remember, fear is the weapon of choice in the kingdom of darkness. If the enemy can keep you fearful of the unknown or of any other thing, he can keep you from experiencing the future and destiny God planned for you. Here are seven ways to deal with the fear of the unknown. First, identify and understand the fear you're dealing with. Second, determine the risk-reward ratio. Third, see yourself overcoming the identified fears. Fourth, create a plan for the task ahead of you. Fifth, work the plan, but take it one step at a time. Sixth, laugh at the enemy and his attempts to torment you, because you've recognized who it is. And seventh, make the unknown known and then deal with it, obviously with God's help. In Psalm 56:3, I love this scripture. It says, what time I am afraid, I will have confidence in and put my trust and reliance in you. A great quote by David. Henry Ford also gave us this quote. One of the greatest discoveries a man makes, one of his greatest surprises, is to find that he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do.
Amen. Great quotes and scriptures. Number three, fear of death or disability. If you have a fear of dying, just remember who the author of fear is. The devil, yep, that's him. And he'd like nothing better than to shorten your life by making you fearful over your passing. Three things. First, if you're concerned about what will happen to your family when you're gone, then create a plan for their future. Write out any thoughts, ideas, instructions you want to leave your loved ones. Second, take comfort in 2 Corinthians 5, 6 through 8.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 5, verses 6 through 8. Living Bible. Now we look forward with confidence to our heavenly bodies, realizing that every moment we spend in these earthly bodies is time spent away from our eternal home in heaven with Jesus. We know these things are true by believing, not seeing. And we're not afraid, but are quite confident to die, for then we'll be at home with the Lord. Third, stop thinking about death and start thinking about what you can do for the kingdom of God while you're still around. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Hebrews 2, 14 and 15, Classic Amplified Bible. Since, therefore, these his children share in flesh and blood and the physical nature of human beings, he himself, in a similar manner, partook of the same nature, that by going through death, he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. And also, he might deliver and completely set free all those through the haunting fear of death, were held in bondage throughout the course of their whole lives.
Number four, fear of tomorrow. Here are seven keys that you can work at for overcoming your fear of tomorrow. First, change your spiritual viewpoint. That's by reading the word. Second, change your attitude. Third, change your outlook. Fourth, change your perspective. And fifth, change your modus operandi, in other words, your way of doing things. Sixth, change how you plan your day, if you do at all. Seventh, remember, your glass is always half full or better. How do you overcome the fear of what may or may not happen tomorrow? The Word of God. Matthew 6, verse 34, this in the Message Bible says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
Number five, fear of doing nothing. Believe it or not, there are people who have that fear. Dale Carnegie once said, inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. Let me share a scripture with you too. James 4:17, Classic Amplified Bible. So any person who knows what is right to do but does not do it, to him, it is sin.
Number six, fear of rejection. When it comes to a fear of rejection, it's absolutely necessary for you to understand where and how this fear originated. When you can identify the source, and we recommend that you ask God for direction on how to overcome this fear of rejection, one thing you can always remember is that God never, ever, ever will reject you. And notice we said this fear of rejection on purpose, because the fear of rejection is that it's a spirit of a fear of rejection. It doesn't belong to you unless you decide to take it on. If you feel rejected, well, let me tell you, there were a lot of people rejected in the Bible, and you can go after story after story after story of people who were rejected. You know, my favorite, Joseph, he was definitely rejected, and yet God had his back. In John 15:18, in the Classic Amplified Bible, we find out the number one person who was rejected and why we will face rejection in our life. In John 15:18, Classic Amplified, it says, if the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. Jesus being our greatest example.
Amen. Number seven, fear of what people will say. Several weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I posted on Facebook, Twitter, this. I used to be concerned about what people thought until I realized that I didn't pay my bills. See, people don't pay your bills. People don't do your job. People don't walk in your shoes. So they have no functional clue on how it feels to you. People will not account for your sin or what you've done for the kingdom of God since you've been saved. People who talk about others, often envious, at a minimum, self-absorbed. Matthew 5:11, Classic Amplified. Blessed, happy to be envied, spiritually prosperous with life, joy, satisfaction in God's favor, and salvation. Regardless of your outward conditions, are you when people revile you, persecute you, say all kind of evil things against you, falsely, on my account. To the seven fears we've identified, we would add the following common fears: lack, loneliness, abandonment, people, authority, commitment, heights, germs, closed-in spaces, airplanes, dogs, cats, snakes, anything creepy or crawling, being laughed at, being fat, being skinny, being old, or even the fear of being attractive or ugly. Here are seven scriptures which reveal the only fear you should ever have. Equally important, how you're blessed by it. First, when you fear the Lord, you have everything you need. Psalm 34:9, Classic Amplified. O fear the Lord, you his saints, revere and worship him. For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. That same scripture, Psalm 34:9, in the Living Bible says, if you belong to the Lord, reverence him. For everyone who does this has everything they need. Can somebody say hallelujah?
Second, the fear of the Lord brings wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Psalm 111:10 in the Classic Amplified says, the reverent fear and worship of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and skillful the proceeding and the first essential, the prerequisite and the alphabet of a good understanding. Wisdom and meaning have all those who do the will of the Lord. Their praise of him endures forever.
Third, fear the Lord and delight in wisdom, instruction, and discipline. Proverbs 1:7, Classic Amplified. The reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of knowledge, its starting point and its essence. But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline.
Fourth, those who fear the Lord hate evil and all those demonic buddies that run with him. Proverbs 8:13 in the Classic Amplified says, the reverent fear and worshipful awe of the Lord includes the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance, the evil way, and perverted and twisted speech I hate.
Fifth, the fear of the Lord will give you a long life. Proverbs 10:27.
Hallelujah.
10:27 in the Amplified Bible. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord prolongs one's days, but the years of the wicked shall be made short.
Amen. Six, the fear of the Lord brings honor. Proverbs 15:33 in the Classic Amplified. The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord brings instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
Seventh, the fear of the Lord brings riches, honor, and a long life.
Hallelujah.
Proverbs 22:4, Classic Amplified. The reward of humility and the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is riches, honor, and a long life. Can somebody say
hallelujah?
Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. We want you to enjoy this spectacular Saturday and just maximize every opportunity that you have. And just think on the things that we've shared on today's call. Well, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says, sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.